Boys and girls, I would like to point out to you a verse in the psalm. It is the verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Let not sins have dominion over me. You know, it's good to pray for others, and we should pray for others. And that's called intercession. Praying for others is interceding for them. But you know, we have to pray for ourselves as well. You know, we're no good to others unless we're good ourselves. We can't help others unless we've been helped ourselves. The doctor can't heal others if he's sick himself and he can't get out to work. He's not able to heal others if he's sick and unwell. So we have to look after ourselves. We have to have our own hearts cleansed before other hearts can be cleansed. And we have to be strong in God before we can strengthen others. So we have to look after ourselves and pray about ourselves daily too. If you've ever traveled on a plane, you'll know that before the plane takes off, they make special announcements about the safety and what you have to do in an emergency. And sometimes whenever the plane's up high, an accident might happen or something might happen, and the oxygen ceases, the air ceases in the airplane. Maybe there's a window breaks or something. You'll quickly faint. And what happens is that they drop down these masks from above. These oxygen masks, and what you'd have to do is to get an oxygen mask, and then you breathe in the oxygen, and that keeps you awake and safe while you're breathing that oxygen in. But they also make the announcement, if you've got someone little with you, or someone who is handicapped, you make sure that you put on your own mask first, and then put on their mask. Because if you put on their mask first, then you might blank out, you might faint and collapse, and then you can't look after yourself, that would be the end of you. So you have to look after yourself first, get the oxygen mask on, now you're well, you're safe, you're healthy, and now you can begin to look after the others that are with you. And that's the way it is for ministers, and for Sunday school teachers. They have to look after their own spiritual condition first. And then they're able to look after others after that. So what does the Bible say? Take heed to thyself. That's the first thing. So boys and girls, look after your soul first of all. Your own soul. And make sure you're washed from all your sins before you start to be working with others to look after their souls, and to seek the washing of their sins. Take heed to thyself. Let not sins have dominion over me.